خنبرانه مبيوتنا مبشيرين ام بي ابن ما اس اواب نوت اون اوت جود مورنينج تو اول اوف يو اند هابي فيست تو اول اوف اس. The church, you see, from generation to generation, had a good teacher. But isn't it interesting? The family, they had only one child. But that one child, he was in the real sense a teacher. Here mentioned the or the ruler, beginning from Tiberius Caesar, and the only governor was Pilate, who stayed for 10 years. But the other, they were tetrarch. That you see, they didn't find in the Arabic language exactly, though in Palestine they called mutasarrif. So tetrarch, he was not king, they were not king. The one who was king in the real sense historically was Herod the Great and Agrippa the Second, the one who mentioned in the Acts of the Apostle, chapter 25, and then in chapter 26, and Paul addressed the people. I mean, he make it clear his position. Why he mentioned two high priests? Because one of them was deposed by the Roman governor, but legally, you know, that high priest is for life. So the Jews, they recognized the one who deposed, he was as a legal, but they were son-in-law and father-in-law at the same time. Probably family root makes them together. Here, Saint John was hermit, anchorite, vegetarian in terms of his private life. But that does make him so important man as his teaching. A different people, they came to him. Those who came for the Pharisees, he reprimanded them. But for the other, they asked him what to do. And he told them, if you have two things, give to the other. And the food, likewise. Because if people, they are not going to give voluntarily, the poor people, they will take it by force. Like what happened in the French Revolution. The poor people, they raised and they took the power. But the poor people, they are still poor. They were an instrument. And the second class, the third class, always they are on the top. So, courageous. You see, when he treats the people, he said, and even now, the axe is laid on the root of the trees. But at the same time, the baptism of St. John was preparatory, to prepare simply. Why? Because we find in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, St. Paul, when he went to Ephesus, he found 12 people. He asked them, have you ever heard about the Holy Spirit? They said, no, we have never heard so much. With what baptized? Then you were baptized. They said, with John. No. John baptism was for repentance, preparation. And then when he baptized them, they received the Holy Spirit. But it was very important. St. John was, you see, at the same time, honest man. He didn't take for himself glory. While the people, they were expecting, probably this man, he is the Christ. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm not worthy even to untied his lash from his shoes. That it is the most humbleness. That it is why our Lord, when he was washed the feet of his disciples, that make him humble. And then John was a prophet man, said, here is the Lamb of God who takes away, sweeps clean the sin of the world. Because he knew that through the blood of Christ the whole world will get salvation, redemption. So Saint John, a good example as a teacher, as his life also. Because his courageous led him to die a martyr. At that time, Herod, the son of Herod, he was married. The daughter of Aretha, the king of the Nabatean. The Nabatean capital used to be Petra, that is now in the Jordan kingdom. Petra, that is a rock. The people, they spoke Arabic and Aramaic. And then, since Herod the Great has had many wives, naturally has many children, many, many wives. So the brothers, they were just half a brother, they were not a full brother together. Philip, there were two brothers, Philips. Philip the tetrarch, close to the Qunetra nowadays in Syria. Philip, the one husband of Herodia, and the father of Salome. But he didn't have any political position. So Herodia was ambitious woman. She just started to sneak around Herod when he went to Rome in 28 Anno Domini. And then they just make intimate over there. People, they just, even nowadays, those who speak openly, they are very few. And then St. John said, it's not allowed for you to take your brother, wife. Well, in the book of Deuteronomy, it is allowed in the different case. If the brother died without having children, he can take his wife, his brother's wife. But Philip was alive. And then the daughter of Aretha smelled. A woman knows it is difficult. She smelled that her husband is sneaking with someone. She pretends, said, well, I just missed my daddy, I'm going to go. And then Aretha, he was prepared. One day he said, why you crossed my border? Simply because he wanted to attack him. And then Herod asked the Caesar in Rome, and the Caesar gave order to Vitellius, the one who governor in Syria, because at that time Syria used to be for the whole Middle East, the administrator. Later it came to Caesarea Palestine. And then Vitellius, he doesn't want to help Herod because he was satellite for the Roman governor in the Middle East. He said, well, I'm going to see water, I'm going to prepare this and that. At the meantime, overnight the emperor was killed, and then Aretha took. Then Herod had to go to Rome. His friend went with him. They said, come, you are welcome. They caught him. They put him in a jail, and then they ask her, do you want to go with your husband or to go back home? She said, no, I'm with my husband. They throw them to Gaol. Gaol now, he says, France, after that we don't know what happened to him. But look, the story of St. John is a vivid. Always. We call John, whether a priest or deacon or whatever it is, John. His story. My conclusion is a sword can cut the neck, but not the truth. Our brother, our church, it is familiar with the martyr from the beginning. Our Lord, you see, when he promised to the disciples, said, here I am sending you as a ship among the world. The difference we know is, externally, both of them, the sheep and the wolf, they are here. But internally, a sheep is vegetarian. A vegetarian, well, despite horse and mule, also they are vegetarian. But they have a full teeth up and down. A sheep he doesn't have, he doesn't hurt. But the wolf, yes, that it is always. So, my brother, we have to remember also that the church always has a martyr. A martyr door will never close. It will remain as long as there is a wolf in the world. The wolf is allegorical. Not as a wolf or lion, like those Daniel was through to them, or the second or third leader of the Syrian church, Ignatius, went to Rome, they threw him to the lion. But they were a real lion. St. Ignatius, on his way, he wrote several epistles, and then said to the Roman Christian, said, I wish your love not to make me far from Christ. Your love not to delay me my martyrdom. So that's what happened. So may the blessing and the intercession of the Blessed Mother and St. John be with all of us. St. John is a very important person in the church. That's what we said when we come to intercession. We said after the Blessed Mother. So I love you all. Happy Epiphany this night. And then we are going to continue our service. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen.